Yes, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. Right here on Forest FM, it's just gone 5 o'clock. And I'm with you until 6 p.m. playing you some of the greatest music from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, this is Dean from Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Hello, this is Suri from the United Kingdom.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
My love is stronger now than you'll ever know, and I won't ever let you go. My love is wider than the ocean can be, and it's deeper than the deep blue sea. My love goes higher than a mountain can rise, and I see it there in your eyes. My love gets tougher when the going gets rough, and believe me, I got more than enough. Keep trying, babe, keep holding on. There's a place we belong, where things are good, where love is strong. I'm never ever gonna leave you to cry on your own. Never ever gonna not go and pick up the phone. I'm never ever gonna let you be chilled to the bone. No, no, never. No, no, never.
Lightning with No No Never. That is the German entry from the 2006 Eurovision Song Contest in Athens, Greece. Coming 14th with 36 points. Yes, the country singing group Texas Lightning. Awesome stuff. Now, I mean, it really fitted with the amazing country music genre and its score, and really, it was a bit of a mix, to be fair, with country and pop, adorning the country classics like Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn and Johnny Cash, etc. But also twined with a little bit of ABBA, Linda Ronstadt, Madonna, and that's what Texas Lightning basically said. And the Australian Jane Cromerford was the lead singer and playing the ukulele part of Texas Lightning. Now, I remember watching live, actually, the German national final in 2006. It was quite a star-studded show. Now, there was only three songs and three performers who were involved in it, and it was quite an interesting pairing. Quite interesting three Piggyport National Finals. So they had Thomas Anders with a song called Songs That Last Forever. He came second, and Thomas Anders is a pretty well-known German singer. He was the lead singer of the German duo called Modern Talking, which many Eurovision fans know and love from their 80s German music. Coming third was former Eurovision winner for Luxembourg in 1972, Vicky Leandros, with Don't Break My Heart, which was another ballad. And Thomas also sang a ballad. And it was very tight between Vicky and Thomas. There was only about 3,000 votes in the middle of it. But Texas Lightning with No No Never just stormed ahead and got a record winning amount of people voting for them with 365,361. Amazing stuff. Well, Germany did really well, considering the polarizing genre that it is. So good for them, certainly at the Eurovision Song Contest. And I must say, the Eurovision 2006 was really good in the variety of music that you had. The winners, Lordi with Hard Rock Hallelujah, it was more of a pop rock type of mixture. The Russians came with a Eastern European sounding modern pop song for the time. Bosnia Herzegovina, who came third, with Hari Matahari and Leila with the traditional ethnic Balkan ballad. You had Romania's Mihai with Toreno with this punchy dance track. You had Corolla with the Schlager Invincible coming fifth. Lithuania with We Are the Winners with a funny mocking song, etc. And you know, the UK entry, Daz Sampson, Teenage Life with that rap stuff. So the 2006 contest was, I think, awesome in every stretch of the imagination. Well, yes, you are listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Ari-Tuttiet. Welcome to the show. If you would like to get in contact with us and give us a request or dedication or even just a shout out or make your views known, then you can tweet me at ESC Showcase. You can like our Facebook page, send us a message by searching and liking our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can email me direct, escshowcase@gmail.com. That is our brand new email address. Not forgetting as well that we are back on iTunes. Yes, so if you do listen to us via iTunes, you can listen to us by just searching for the Eurovision Showcase, and you will find all of my previous shows there too. So I hope you enjoy them. Right, we're going to go to another song in the 2006 Eurovision Song Contest, because I bet you can just tell I love the year. And I do. I really, really, really do. So I'm going to play you now the Norwegian entry that came joint 14th with the German entry, which we just heard. And it's from Kristin Gudbrandsen. And the song is called Elvedansen, which means the elf dance. A traditional Norwegian ballad here with some really folky undertones. So I hope you enjoy Norway 2006. Kysse du fikk til deg, så I adore that song, and that is Portugal 1992 from Dina Amor Doa Fresca, which from Portuguese to English means fresh water love. Yes, coming 17th for 26 points in 1992, and wasn't that awesome? Yes, Dina was basically singing about comparing her love to a series of different fruits, and her lover's love of fresh water. Thus she says that she picked you, but you, and put you in the basket, and describes her lover's eyes as a plum and your, excuse me, blackberry mouth. Excuse me, very confusing. But that's just because I've sort of read up about it. So there you go. That is Portugal 1992. Now, Robert Wahlström from Sweden, one of our amazing listeners from Sweden. We won't go into that too much after what happened yesterday. But awkward. But he's requested a song which came third in the Austrian national final in 1990. And it's Grupi Papanengo with Papagena. And I can't find it. I'm really sorry, Robert. Give us another request. Hopefully I'll have the request that you requested. You will request next week. So apologies, young man. But the 1990 Austrian national final was really a sad turn of events. Because the winner of the actual national final was duet with the song called Das Biest. However, they were disqualified after it was revealed that they had competed with the same song in the 1988 German national Eurovision semi-final. So the winner was declared as Simon Seltzer with Keine Mohammed. And a really sad thing happened on the stage where the female singer of Duet collapsed on stage on live television. And it was, you know, shocking to see, say the least, to a lot of the viewers. And it was just not a very nice scene to see. So she collapsed, and then her partner in Duet both got disqualified in the end. But I think the initial Austrian entry that actually got picked, Keine Mohammed from Simon, was awesome. Love it, and it's probably my favourite Austrian Eurovision entry, but close to Conchita's winning song. So now, Robert, apologies I couldn't play your third place, but I hope the original winner of the Austrian national final, I hope that's okay for you. This is Duet with Das Biest. Enjoy.
Der beste Freund, das ist ein Freund, der da bleibt, wenn der Wind sich dreht. Nur die tiefsten Blicke sehen in dich hinein. Das schönste Wort, das heißt Verzeihen. Weißt du, du bist das Beste, was mir geschah. Du bist hier nah. Ich hab das Gefühl, obwohl diese Tür sich schließt, wir sehen uns einmal wieder. Mehr als ein Wunder brauch ich nicht dazu. Ich hab nichts verwandt im Leben, doch das Beste, was mir geschah, bist du. Der beste Mut, das ist der Mut, der überall nach Hoffnung sieht. Und am reichsten ist auch der am meisten liebt. Am freisten der wahrhaft liebt. Weißt du, du bist das Beste, was mir geschah. Wenn ich fort muss, du bist mir nah. Ich hab das Gefühl, obwohl diese Tür sich schließt, wir sehen uns einmal wieder. Mehr als ein Wunder brauch ich nicht dazu. Ich hab nichts versäumt im Leben, doch das Beste, was mir geschah, bist du.
Das Biest from Duet, the original winner of Austria's Eurovision national final in 1990. We have a request from Andy Peck coming up very soon, as well as Rob's random request. But we're going to have this song next here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Hello, this is Omar Naber from Slovenia, and this is my song, Stop.
Naslonim se z vso močjo, upiram se, potrkam in upam, da sploh ne slišiš me, a vrata odpreš kot, da ti vse eno je. Zakaj se oba pretvarjava?
njegovim poljubom si ti potpisana. Daj zveži mi roke da se utopim, tvojem naročju lažih iskrvavim. Saj reci mi stop, ko v oči gledam te vsaj nocoj. Daj zveži mi roke da se utopim, tvojem naročju lažih iskrvavim. Saj reci mi stop, ko v oči gledam te vsaj nocoj. Srca pomiš naju dva. Pod prah obiši me, pod prsti zruši se, da ne spotaknem se obupanje.
Slovenia, 2005. Yes, Omar Naber with Stop here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's now time for
Rob's Random Request.
Yes, it's now time for Rob's Random Request. This is a part of the show where Rob will grab his hat, or two of them. He's got a load of countries in one of the hats, he's got a lot of years in the other hat. He then pick one out of each hat, and then we glue it together and we play that song randomly on this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. So Rob's got his hat ready.
You ready?
Yeah, right, okay. So, in the first hat, Rob's got France. Okay. Right, Rob's got France, and the year of the French entry we're going to play is... Oh, 1987! Yes, now, France were represented in 1987 by a solo female singer called Christine Menina. And the song is called Les Mondes d'Amour n'ont pas le dimanche. Yes, which is translated in as the words of love don't have a Sunday. Random. So, the result was 14th with 44 points. Yes, and it was performed 15th on the night following the UK's entry, which was from Ricky that night, with called Only the Light, and preceding the German entry, which was from Vind with Lust is on it in dein Herz. Now, the song is a ballad with Mina singing about a little girl who explains that the words of love don't have a Sunday, which by she means that there is no way of controlling them. I didn't know everything and went all crazy on a Sunday. Well, there you go. But Christine, in 1987, whilst working as a hairdresser, Mina won the French national final to represent France in 1987. And despite the poor result, Menina didn't regret anything and still considers Eurovision as a fantastic, great experience. And she is born in 1964, and she's from Saint-Raphaël in France. So, let's play the French entry to the 1987 Eurovision Song Contest, this week's Rob's Random Request. Here is Christine Menina with Les Mondes d'Amour n'ont pas le dimanche.
Thank you.
petite fille tranquille, petite fille fragile. Elle demande qu'on l'aime à force de je t'aime. La passion au fond des yeux, couleur ciel bleu. Elle parle tout bas, écoute.
Les Mons d'Amour n'ont pas de dimanche from Christine Minier for France in 1986. Now we're heading to another national final in 1990 and we're going to the UK national final. This song is really, really good, and actually Robert Wallström, just a moment ago, told me about this song, and I couldn't find his original request, but we're going to play this for him. So he's going to have two songs today, and they're really good ones actually. Anyway, so we've already played a duet du bist, but we're going to play this song. It's from Kelly Wilde and this came sixth in the national final, but I'm surprised it didn't do better because I think it's awesome. Here is an extended version too. It's so 80s, really. It's awesome. It's called Better Be Good to Me. Enjoy.
we're drifting apart. There must be a reason.
It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news. Today on Sunday the 8th of July 2018. Can you believe it? I'm afraid we've got to start with some sad news. Vlatko Livsevski, who represented the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia at the Eurovision Song Contest in 2011, has died at the age of 33. Police confirmed that he had been found in a Toyota car on the 3rd Macedonian Brigade Boulevard in Skopje, the capital. The Ministry of Internal Affairs announced that the public prosecutor has carried out an inspection of Vlatko's body and subsequently handed over for an autopsy. A cause of the death is still unknown. We will hear the late Vlatko Lezinski's song from the 2011 Eurovision Song Contest straight after this bulletin. In tribute to him, Universal Music has sent toy composers Doron Medeli and Stav Berger a warning letter threatening to sue over similarities between the song and Seven National Army. The White Stripes song Seven National Army is the song being claimed that Toy has copied elements from. The claims in the letter are in regards to the rhythm and harmony of the song rather than the lyrics or the melody. Stay tuned for this. interesting situation growing. It has been announced in Malta that Ben Camille will host the X Factor Malta, who will be picking the Maltese Eurovision entry for 2018. He co-hosted the Junior Eurovision Song Contest in Malta in 2016. A few days ago, the Ukrainian broadcaster has pulled out of the Junior Eurovision National Final. And finally, the EU Trade Commissioner has said that New Zealand should be given serious consideration to be a Eurovision participant. Since when did the European Union get involved in the European Broadcasting Union affairs? That is weird. Anyways, that is your Eurovision Showcase news. For more news, head over to eurovoir.com for the latest up-to-date news. But that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Aritasis, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Zoe from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Loin d'ici. Enjoy.
On chante dans un pays, loin d'ici, à la recherche.
Hello, this is Dean,
Anna, Galal,
and we're coming from Bosnia and Herzegovina.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is our song, Ljubavje.
Enjoy.
Yes, enjoy.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Nah.
Former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia in 2011, and that is the late Zlatko Lisvinsky. Oh dear, with Rusinka, and Rusinka means Russian girl. Yeah, and that came 16th in the second semi-final with 36 points. And that's a bit of a shame that poor old Vlatko has passed away at the age of 33, passing away far too young. Now let's move on to the UK entry in 2004, trying to restore British pride in the Eurovision Song Contest after Gemini in 2003 got nil points with Cry Baby. Here is James Fox with Hold On To Our Love, the UK entry in 2004, Istanbul, Turkey.
Maybe I've been foolish, letting you down. I've been a little selfish, stop being around. But if I lost you, I'd be helpless inside. Gotta hold on to our love tonight. Now that I've found that someone I believe in, and I feel so complete by your side. It's the only time I've ever loved somebody, baby, in my life. We gotta hold on to our love tonight. I know that you've been hurting, the pain's in your eyes. I promise you I'm changing, I feel it inside. I don't know what I'll do if it all passes by. We gotta hold on to our love tonight. Now that I've found that someone I believe in, and that feels so complete by your side. It's the only time I've ever loved somebody, baby, in my life. We gotta hold on to our love tonight. When you find love, never let it go. Because now I realize, and I want you to know. Now that I found that someone I believe in, and I feel so complete by your side. Somebody, baby, in my life, we gotta hold on to our love tonight. Now that I've found that someone I believe in, and that feels so complete by your side. It's the only time I've ever loved somebody, baby, in my life. We gotta hold on to our love tonight.
James Fox, Hold On To Our Love, the UK entry in 2004. Now, it's so lovely to get all of these requests and dedications. Thank you so much. And Robert Wallstrom was telling me earlier today that, well, it's really awesome. Robert listens to our radio show as he's commuting to and from work in Gothenburg, and I think that is just so awesome. So, Robert, thank you ever so much, and please send my regards to Frederick as well. Missed the both of you terribly, and I've only met you once in 2016, but you guys are so awesome. Lots of love to you both. Now, also, we got a request from Andy Peck. Andy, lovely to hear from you. Really lovely to hear from you. He's enjoying the show, listening to us on Podbean, on the podcast app there. And he's requested a song from the 2008 Eurovision Song Contest, the second semi-final. And Andy says that his wife pulled Switzerland in the World Cup sweepstake. But Andy's always loved the song, even though he did sing awfully on the night, in his opinion. Well, he did, sadly. Paolo Meneguzzi with Ella Stupendo, one of the pre-contest favourites, I remember, in 2008. Soon as the song was internally selected by the Swiss, they thought they were, you know, and the Eurovision fans thought it was going to win, but sadly, Paolo didn't sing particularly well on the night, which is a real shame. But thank you very much, Andy, for your kind words and for your request, and I'll gladly play it for you now. Here we go. Here it is, Ella Stupendo, Paolo Meneguzzi, Switzerland, 2008.
C'è una parte di me che tacere non sa, quando guardo l'odio che c'è, il dolore, la povertà, mi rivedo bambino io che correvo nel blu.
Right, when you hear that nostalgic 90s theme song from the BBC, yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Oh, yes. And I only play the best live performances in this segment, of course. I don't play you the bad ones. Though I think I did play you Bulgaria 2009 for a laugh. Oh, awkward. Anyway, so now let's hear one of my favourite Eurovision songs of all time. Now, it's a bit of a Marmite song for die-hard Eurovision fans. Either you love it or you despise it, but I adore it, as do my brothers, my three younger brothers, who aren't the biggest Eurovision fans at all, but they adore this song so much. So now let's go to the 2001 Eurovision Song Contest, and this is the winner from Estonia. Estonia's only win to date at the Eurovision Song Contest. Here is Tanel Padar, Dave Benton featuring 2XL. And here is the Estonian Eurovision winner in 2001. Everybody, including the late great Sir Terry Wogan's commentary. Enjoy.
Listeners and viewers in Australia, I'm very glad you don't have anything like this down there. The Estonian entry. What's wrong with this fella? Oh, this is Terminal 3 of the airport, I know. He's waiting for the brother. And of course, if my experience at Copenhagen airports ain't to go by, it takes you longer to walk from the plane to the actual exit than it takes you to fly to Copenhagen from London. Here he is, look at him, he's exhausted. The Estonian entry, and Estonia have always been in the top 10 since they entered in 94. It's called Everybody, Mayan Anna Karmas and Ivar Must. It's going to be sung by Tanel Padar, who's 20, and Dave Benton, who's 50. And Tanel comes from Estonia. Dave is from Aruba. Every night's a Friday night. Ladies, this show feels right. Hey!
Hey, hey! Well, are you ready? You bet, but are you ready? Oh, yeah! All right! You give it to them now. Party time!
The two of us will sing again.
Two of us together again.
The hearts young and we don't wear.
Young and handsome, they say.
Come on, Ted.
So get the sadness out the door.
Kick the sadness out the door.
And roll the carpet from the floor.
Carpet from the floor, yeah.
So let us pair and hit the roof.
I hit the roof, I hit the roof.
The two of us will know the moves. But not even time can take away the starlight from us. No, it won't.
Estonian entry. I'm sorry, I was a bit delayed there. I was pouring the drink.
This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
I've been down, down so long, but those days are gone now. I've got the will, I've earned the right to show. It's my time tonight.
Isn't that awesome? Jade Ewan, It's My Time, the UK entry in 2009, coming fifth. Well, that is it for the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. right here on Forest FM 92.3. And if you dare to, au revoir and au revoir de soon, and have a wonderful week. Toodaloo!
Online and on 92.3 FM, this is Forest FM.